Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, in this video I'm talking about 7 uncommon autism signs in girls. You don't want to miss this one. Buckle up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you want to learn more about this subject, make sure to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. And if you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a like and a follow to see more videos exactly like this one. Okay guys, so this video, actually I'm talking about uncommon autism signs in girls, right? And I have never seen anybody talk about these before, ever. Like, these are super, super interesting. And there's a bunch of videos. I've done videos on like girls with autism spectrum conditions, and I've done videos on girls who are on the spectrum. And I've interviewed girls on my channel, did videos with autistic females, and it's really interesting, but I've never come across these specific 7 uncommon autism signs in girls. So we're gonna go through that right now, but before we do that, if you think that this video could be helpful to somebody, please tag them in the comment section of this video and also share this video on Facebook and Twitter. That'd be super amazing. And also, if you want to get me on any other social media on your phone, you can get me on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. Do videos and blogs on all those places, so do that right now. Okay guys, so autism is a little bit less common in girls, not because that there's anything there's not like a genetic disposition. I think it's more to do with the fact that autism girls is harder to diagnose. It's not there, if you know what I mean. So men are 3 times as likely than women to be diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder, which is fascinating. So without further ado guys, let's get into the 7 most uncommon autism signs in girls. Oh, you need to know this, it's so good. Okay, so the first one is not responding to their name by the time they're 12 months old. Like, by the time a child is 12 months old, typically they'll respond to their name, right? They'll know when the parent or the mum or the dad or anybody is directing something at them by making a certain noise when they say their name, and they kind of get accustomed with their name. But people on the autism spectrum, especially girls, at around 12 months, if they're on the autism spectrum, they can't respond to when somebody calls their name. It is super interesting, and it's something that people don't really think about, but when you're thinking about trying to figure out if is your kid on the autism spectrum and they're female, this is why this list is important. Okay, so number 2 is that they prefer not to be held or cuddled, and this will go later on in life as well. They'll prefer to not be hugged and cuddled or sat close to, and this is because there's probably a sensation, a sensory sensation. This is very interestingly mainly in girls who are on the spectrum, who will not really like to be cuddled or held. You know, they'll be quite more independent and standoffish when you're trying to hug them or you're trying to cuddle them or sit next to them. You know, this is very interesting, and I think that it's a huge giveaway if someone's on the autism spectrum or not, because it's almost like a social communicative like thing. Okay, so number 3 is not being able to follow instructions. Now, girls on the autism spectrum, or people in general, but this video is about girls, if they're given physical instructions, say like, right, go over here, do this, do that, then this, then this, and even if it's in a list or somebody just says to them and reads out the list, they may actually have a huge difficulty in actually trying to execute those commands, because that flow, that list, gets completely jumbled, because autism is a communicative disorder. It kind of like gets really jumbled in their head, and then it gets all mixed up, and they're like, where do I go from here? So following instructions and not being able to do that, like not being able to follow instructions, completely related to girls on the autism spectrum. Very interesting. Something you should definitely call for. Okay, so number 4 is super interesting. And everyone, like mums and dads, I hope you're sitting down for this, because when I say this one, you're gonna be like, oh. So if I'm right and you've experienced this, you have to give this video a thumbs up. Okay, so number 4 is that the person on the autism spectrum won't look at something when somebody else is pointing to it. So if somebody's saying like, hey, check out this iPhone, the person on the autism spectrum the girl in this instance won't look to where the person is pointing, right? This is super interesting. I know, I can see you right now smiling at home, like watching this video thinking like, Dan, you nailed it. I know exactly what you're talking about. And this again is due to A, it's a command, it's a verbal command, and B, it's a autism issue where it's communicative, right? It's communication from the flow of like a list almost, like look at this, right? That's a difficult thing to do, especially when you're a younger person on the autism spectrum who is female. This is something that you can definitely spot quite easily, especially in children and younger, like teen adults. It's definitely something that's apparent, just to say that. Okay, so number five is that they may lose certain skills as they get older. So they may no longer say a word that they used to do before. They may no longer be able to do certain executive function skills. So maybe they were really good at like washing and cleaning when they were a kid, or maybe they were really good at writing out their name and address. But then as they kind of got a little bit older, maybe in a few years, they lost those skills. And when those skills go missing, you think like, well, but what is going on? This is a telltale sign, especially in females. Like females on the autism spectrum display this losing of certain skills or losing skills as they grow. And they may pick up new ones, but they will lose certain ones. And this is fascinating, especially with speech. They may no longer, you know, say they have delayed speech and maybe they're selective mute, or maybe they're like partly nonverbal. They may have a certain restricted vocabulary, but then all of a sudden you lose words from that vocabulary. And you know, it never comes back. You know, maybe they were able to say the word orange before, and now they can't. And that's very interesting, but it's very apparent. And you should definitely know this when you're trying to look at somebody and think, well, is this person on the autism spectrum or not, or you know, whatever it is. And if you are interested, I do actually have a course specifically designed for people to learn about you know, children and stuff on the spectrum, parents and carers. So I will leave that free webinar course in a link above here and in the description and on the end slate, so you can check that out after this video finishes. It's completely free and it'll be super valuable for anybody who wants to learn a little bit more about this. Okay, so number six is one that I think everybody on the autism spectrum shares, but girls specifically have a more emotionally harder time with this. And this is a difficulty in expressing what they need or what they want. And by doing that, it kind of causes this frustration in them. They're kind of like pent up, and then they kind of may have this outburst of like, ah, you know, I was not trying to say that, I was trying to say something else. And it becomes this almost an eruption of like emotions, especially in girls, and it's a difficult thing to kind of maneuver. But trying to explain what they need and want and how they feel, super difficult for people on the autism spectrum, especially girls. Females are having a hard time with this on the autism spectrum, but it's a huge telltale sign that they are on the spectrum, and that you should definitely maybe just take a little bit of time to kind of understand that and just help them with that. It's not their fault, it's just something that happens because of the way the autism brain works. It's a communicative breakdown, and it's just trying to find other ways of explaining those things. And for instance, I would say, why not get them to draw a picture or write a text message or use emojis to explain what they're trying to say? Because that would be super, super cool. And it's a means to an end, and it's a way of overcoming those issues. Okay, so number seven is kind of like the ultimate one. It is difficulty understanding other people's feelings or how another person is thinking. Like, we as autistic people can't really put ourselves into one else's shoes and see how they're feeling from our perspective. That's really difficult. It's a difficult thing to do. And it's something that we can be told, we can say how this person is feeling, but we can never really randomly, unconsciously, like not no effortly involved, just understand that. Like typically social conventions, people will be like, oh, this person looks like they're sad, maybe they're feeling down. But that is kind of a miss with people on the autism spectrum, especially females. So if you ever wondered like, well, how come like she can't see this from our point of view and she's not really understanding this from our point of view, and if they're on the autism spectrum, this is why. You know, it's a difficulty, and understanding other people is difficult for people on the autism spectrum because they have a harder time understanding themselves, let alone anybody else. And this is something we all need to bear in mind and give that little bit of extra time. But if you are with a person, a female, who is potentially on the spectrum and they are having a difficulty relating to other people and understanding how they're feeling, well, this is why. It's an autism spectrum issue, and it's not their fault. They should, you know, you should just try and encourage and try and help and educate, really. That's the best way to overcome that. Guys, if you found this video helpful, please share it on your social media to help other people out. And don't forget to subscribe, and I'll see you in the next video, guys. Peace.